But she's always been working.
Okay. Did you just, well, so it's like a clerk or?
Yeah, clerk.
Okay. How about, do you know your mother and father's education level?
My father went as high as the 8th grade, I think it was, and he had to quit because his father had died when he was little. And my grandmother thought, where she had 2 sons and my father being the oldest, that my father was the one that had to quit the school first and go to work. Mm-hmm. And my mother, I think she went to about the 7th or 8th grade.
Okay.
That's about it.
You said you didn't know where your maternal grandparents were from.
My Ma Annie, my great-grandmother's key was, but any of the others? They can't. All I know is they all came from England to the Bahamas. And then.
No, this is the one from your mom's side.
No, hers I don't know. I don't know nothing about them. Right. Now, the one she calls her grandparents that, you know, she referred to, I know, were from here. But, see, they wouldn't be her real.
Oh, they were the adopted.
They adopted grandparents.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Because adopted ones are Spanish, no, Italian. Spanish-Italians.
Are there very many factions, national factions here? You know, what factions do you find in the island?
Spanish, Cuban. Yeah, some Italian. I think it's a little bit about everything. There's some Indians here. There's some British that's come over, you know, that's moved here. Because one of my girlfriends, she was from England. She married a serviceman, now she lives here, she's from England. There's some French here.
Are there any Haitians, you know, from Haiti?
Yeah.
And
I think we've got a little bit about everything.
Got a pretty good, how large is, do you know how what the population of the native of the city is? You know, approximately?
I guess around 20,000.
So it's
maybe more, maybe.
Yeah, with the Navy.
With the Navy in and out, you can never keep real count. I'd say around 20,000.
Mm-hmm. Is that counting the Navy?
They always give a figure, so I would say it would have to include the Navy, because I know at one time it was up to about 30,000, 35,000.
Yeah.
See, we have a lot of winter residents that they don't want to stay up north for the winter, so they buy their houses here. Because two houses down from us, we have a man that a family bought it, and they kept it for their winter house. And then her husband died, so she's resold it to another guy from Washington, D.C. So they come down here, and they like it because everything is never today. Tomorrow we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's no rush. So
I've encountered it.
We're not going to get anything too far. That's one thing I've come to hate here. Never today, always tomorrow. If you need something that's broken down, well, I can't get to it today, but maybe tomorrow I could be there.
Yeah, well, I was wondering, because everybody always looks like they're doing something. They always look like they're doing something slowly.
They're in no rush. And that's what gets me mad, because if something goes wrong, I want to know. Like a lot of times, okay, something happened. My sister's in Orlando going to school. Okay, she'll phone and tell my mother something's happened. Well, It's always on the night that I worked till 9 o'clock. So by the time I get home at 9 o'clock, and then I take my bath, I walk my dog first and take my bath, and I'm getting in bed to relax, to go to sleep, my mom says, well, this and this happened. And that gets me madder than anything, because why couldn't she phone me earlier and tell me? Then that way I could have worked out all my madness at work before I got home.
Yeah.
Or something will go wrong with the car. So she waits until it's too late, everything's closed up, so I can do something about it.
Mm.
Whereas she phoned me early, I could be phoning people and finding out what, you know, has to be done.
Right.
And I hate it.
Well, yeah, that's, you don't hate it enough to leave the island, though.
If I could pay off my bills and find another job that pays me as good as this one or better,